What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And the bottom line is that we are coming to recognize the fact that governments lie to us about everything, and that includes 9/11, TWA 800, Vince Foster, the Holocaust, and we should not be surprised by the fact that we live in a world of complete deception.
And it's always been that way.
Yes.
Right? Up in Canada, Arthur Topham was, he was right in the sights of Brene Brith up here, just
yes.
Because he said some of these things, like pointed out all these simple facts on his website, and they got him for hate speech, and just dragged him through the gutter, calling him an anti-Semite. So this guy was sticking up for Palestinians, Semitic people, but he is now an anti-Semite because he was pointing out just facts on his website. He wasn't making anything up. He wasn't trying to deceive anyone. He said, look at the numbers are here. Go look at them. There was that fellow that was on the Donahue show. Same thing. Right?
There was that grandmother over in Germany. She got thrown in the slammer.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So, well, in Germany, you can't say that stuff at all. They'll come and get you.
No. You will believe as you're told to believe. Sig Heil, Sig Heil, Sig Heil.
Yeah. You know what, Mike? Even on your website, there was an article, what was it, about Angela Merkel calling for an end to free speech in Germany. We need to,
yes.
We need to, you know, end free speech. You don't get
no,
to
that's,
pick and choose
that's what they're
stuff.
Saying. I mean, you know, as long as they were able to fool us and convince us that John F. Kennedy was killed by a crazed, low nut assassin, ditto for Robert F. Kennedy, and so forth and so on, well, then we could have free speech. But now that we know we've been lied to and we want to talk about the lies, now they want to shut the free speech down is really what it comes down. That's why all the censorship is taking place on social media, is they want to basically shut down anybody who is out there daring to point out where the government has lied to us.
You nailed it, Mike. That's it right there in a nutshell. That's it. They've lost control of the narrative. But not only that, we also know that they're not actually working for the people of the countries that quote-unquote elect them.
Yes.
It's already been proven, right? Anyway, I appreciate your time, Mike. This Trump nonsense is just nonsense. I like he called Trudeau a two-faced. He called him two-faced.
Yeah, that got really kind of ugly there over at the NATO summit, the NATO meeting, if you will. Anyway, thank you for the phone call.
Thanks,
we're going to switch over to James in Tokyo. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. About Merkel, totally wrong. She's not building any memorial. The purpose is that she loves these Muslims just raping and murdering her so much that she went to Auschwitz to reopen it for the Jews that don't like the Muslims. So, I think if you put a mustache on her and dyed her hair dark, she'd look like Hitler's brother. And she's really done a lot to destroy her own nation. I'm getting really upset of all these people follow that Greta Iceberg. I mean, Thornburg. To me, she bothers me. She seems like a privileged little bratty white girl who refuses to go to school unless people change the weather for her. And she really bothers me. In addition, I wanted to, I think I have Trump, I think I have Democratic disdain syndrome. Did you hear the story about the congresswoman who resigned because she was having, like, an affair with her aide along with her husband? She's a California congresswoman.
Yes.
And so they have a new person who's running for her seat, a Democrat. And this Democrat, I posted an article about him on my Facebook, and he wanted to, one of the things he tried to do in the past was have bestiality legalized. He said it was okay as long as you can bring the animal to completion. So on my Facebook page, I posted that article, and I put, well, at least this Dem is an animal lover. And a friend of mine for 40 years was defending this Dem, and I was, and she says, you know, James, I don't want anything to do with you anymore. And I said, fine, but just do me one favor, and if you attend this guy's fundraiser, leave the husky at home. But I got to tell you, I really, like, disdain a lot of these people. One of your previous callers was talking about how he hopes the impeachment goes through. And I really concur with that idea because I think it's a great opportunity to totally destroy the Dems, bringing all these different witnesses in from Schiff. I believe he was the guy behind the whistleblower and helped write all these phony reports. And I think a lot of Americans are not so dumb. Like I didn't watch the impeachment thing yesterday. I found it really boring, but I watched a couple of them before. And when all these witnesses are asked if Trump committed any crime, every one of them said no. It's just my opinion, and I'm, you know, presuming. And I think a lot of people are just seeing through this, and I think it's gonna. First of all, I don't even think Schiff will let it go through because I think he's scared. He'll get in a lot of trouble if he's called as a witness. So. I don't think it is going to go through, but I hope it does. What do you think?
Well, I think I'm interested in seeing what the overnight ratings are going to be for the hearings, because my gut is telling me that probably hardly anybody is actually watching.
Yeah, it's a farce, man. It's a real shame, like one of your the female caller called in, and she's like, I hope Biden can come out and say something and stop all this. Come on, Biden's a crook. He's been a crook his whole career, along with his son. They've taken millions and millions from Ukraine, from other European countries, from China. This crook is not going to go up there and get himself in trouble. And though Hunter, due to his recent past, he might enjoy prison, but I don't think that Joe Biden is going to let his son Hunter go to the joint either. That's never going to happen. Just wishful thinking. And that's all I got to say, Mike. Have a good day.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot for the phone call, James. And we're going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day to you, Michael. Aloha. Yeah, your last caller is good. Yeah, Michael, that one lady called you a few minutes back. She's got rose-colored glasses on. And she thinks Biden's going to help Trump, come on, are you kidding? You know what? Let's look at Hunter Biden was kicked out of the Navy. Now, that goes to show you, this guy Hunter, he was doing drugs. He got booted out of the Navy, dishonorable discharge, okay? If you know anything about the military, you understand that's a very bad thing. But this guy's a multimillionaire being dishonorably discharged. So I don't know where that lady, the last caller, is right. Biden is a criminal himself, okay? His dentures are falling out. That guy's ridiculous. Listen, Michael. There's a few reasons I did call really today. The first one, you had a guy call a few minutes ago talking about the Jews. Listen, every one of your callers needs to listen to this. If you go to the Bible and Romans, and you read Romans chapter 11, 7, 8, 9, no Jew, nobody will be able to go after you because that's in the Bible. It's written down in that book. It's in the book of the God. Okay, it's called the Bible. It's called Romans chapter 11, 7, 8, 9. And 10, read those and you'll understand what's going on. As far as the slaves go, the first slaves were not the blacks, they were the Jews. They were enslaved by the Egyptians. Am I right, Michael? Yes or no?
Yes, you're right. And, well, it's kind of a fuzzy area because Sigmund Freud was convinced that the character of Moses was actually Amenhotep IV or Akhenaten. And according to Dr. Zahi Hawass, The Exodus did not happen to the Hebrews. It happened to a different tribe called the Hyksos.
That is correct. And, you know, that one caller said that the Jews are smart. They are smart. They're very cunning. I don't call them smart. I call them super cunning. Okay, as far as, like, you want to give results for the numbers on the Holy Cross and all that, fine. I know it's overblown, okay? Let's not, I've seen one expert said that maybe it's 2.5-3 million were killed in Nazi Germany, whatever. Of course, they overinflated it because, you know, who they are. They control the media. Whoever controls the media controls the mind. Whoever controls... They didn't have the internet back then. You had to read a newspaper. It was all in print, black and white. But you know what? The real reason I called your show, did you see the breaking news today on Fox News, on Newsmax, about Joe Geneva?
Yeah.
Okay, Joe Geneva is being singled out now. He's being attacked by everybody because George Soros and ACLU are going after this guy because... They are so PO'd at this guy, Joe Geneva, because he's exposing this holy hoax and this, not the holy hoax, the impeachment, the cabal, the witch hunt of Trump. And
yes.
This guy, Soros, is doing everything in his power to take this guy, Geneva, out, okay? He's going to smear his wife. I mean, this guy, Soros, who's not even allowed, he's a Hungarian citizen, he's not even allowed to go into Hungary, okay? This guy should be locked up in handcuffs and put in a padded cell. You know, he's an old croaker. He's an old frog who hasn't croaked soon enough. He needs a croak because that's what he is. He's an old croaker, this Soros. He's an old frog. He looks like a frog who hasn't croaked yet. Exactly right. But listen, you know, getting back to what's going on with Trump and this, I watched 5 minutes of this nonsense with this guy, Jerry the Clown Nadler, and that shifty shift Bug Eyes. These guys are schmuck clowns, okay? They're you know, people are going to wake up to what the Zionists are trying to do to this country by the massive millions. And it's going to start with the Afro-Americans. They're really starting to wake up because, Michael, they are going after. They're waking up to see what's going on with this control of the Kabbalah, okay? The filthy movies they're putting out in Hollywood. It's total filth. And, you know, getting back to Hillary, you had Hillary come out today. Oh, well, Joe Biden, here's a broad that says she don't want nothing to do with the Electoral College, yet she says, I think Biden might have a shot at the Electoral College. I mean, and you got Pocahontas saying that when she becomes president, she'll get rid of the Electoral College. These people are not Americans. These people are communist Bolsheviks who are so deceiving and despiteful of our country, of white Anglo culture. It's disgusting. And, you know, by the way, Michael, tonight, the guy from Sweden, I hope he has a chance to watch or record the History Channel's coming on tonight with the Vikings. It's a 3-hour special. Okay? So
okay.
That's going to be on History Channel tonight. A lot of people enjoy that. It's going to be for the first time it's aired the new season. And, you know, getting back to, like, what's going on in Europe with Sweden and in Germany, like, you know, you're talking about Merkel. Do you know that Merkel was a Stasi? Her family are Stasi, Eastern Germans. They worked for Stasi.
Yes.
Merkel was a communist. Her family, she was raised communist. And this broad is now the leader of a free Germany? Are you kidding me? Who wants the annihilation of the Germans? Are you kidding me? She's a Stasi.
And she wants the end of free speech.
She should be living in Russia. She needs to go live over there with Putin. And I don't even think Putin would put up on her butt. Okay, and then you got that other clown, the son of Fidel Castro, who lives in Canada. He looks like Castro's son. What's his name? Trudeau. They say that could be Castro's son. I wouldn't doubt it. It wouldn't surprise me that that's Fidel's son. Who knows? They say the mother is real tight with Fidel. Who knows what's going on in this world? But as far as the people, you know, all these Jews saying we're so intelligent and all that, hey, also I can tell you, everybody in your audience, go to Romans in the Bible, really, chapter 11, 7, 8, 9. Romans 11, chapter 7, 8, 9. I mean, chapter 11, 7, 8, 9. It's going to tell you what you need to know. And they can't refute that. As far as the NAACP goes, Michael, who started the NAACP? Michael, do you know?
I don't know.
The Jewish. The Jewish are the ones who wrote the first the first history of the NAACP were mainly Jews who were in that. Did you know that? You can check it out.
Well, I do now.
Well, you had Afro-Americans in the NAACP, of course, but it was the Jews that actually started it. They were the ones that started it. Just like, you know, when you talk about slavery, the Jews are always going to say, well, no, we were the chosen ones, but yeah, we were put in slavery, we were put in bondage because of the Egyptians. I mean, there it is. It's all written down. It's all It's all documented. It's historical. It's in the archives. It's in the Bible. It's in print that says recorded history. So, and as far as recorded history goes, the Chinese, I believe, were the first ones who started recording history, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember all that. And like I said, I called your show yesterday. The people in Germany and England, they don't realize, but the first six kings that sat on the throne of England were Germans. They weren't Englishmen. They were Germanic men. They were from the House of Hanoveria.
Yes.
So this is all a big cabal to lie and connive and cheat and steal and finagle everybody to believe in their way of thinking. This is exactly what this is all about, Michael. You know? And the way they look at it, they look at it like this, Michael. There's two kinds of people in this world, and that's what their mindset is. You know what it is? There's horses, and then there's drivers. So you know what they're basically telling you? Giddy up. That's what's going on here. With all this nonsense with Trump, with this nonsense with impeachment. And, you know, this guy is the president of a duly elected president of the United States. He's exposed the immigration invasion of this country. You're always talking about Texas. They're trying to make that blue. They're trying to destroy the southern states to turn them blue with all these leftist, licky-kissy, Bolshevik, nonsensical poop imbeciles we got running our government. When you got a guy like Jerry Fat Nadler, that clown, that bozo, and you got that bug-eyed Schiff, who are two Zionists. Oh, by the way, Michael, did you see the breaking news about Ed Buck? You hear about Ed Buck?
Yes. He got indicted.
He got indicted. Adam Schiff, now I want to know why Trump has to run ads right now. I want Donald Trump, now if he's really listening, or somebody in the White House, or whoever, why are they running ads that Adam Schiff has been to that man's mansion 16 times? It's all over Breitbart. Adam Schiff has been to Ed Buck's house 16 times, Michael. What for? Like you're always saying, this guy, Weinstein, Epstein, all these Steens. If Epstein and Clinton going into sex ranch or island, whatever it is, who's controlling the media? The only one that's talking about immigration is One American News Network every hour on the hour. They talk about how many millions of illegals. It's cost $245 billion to take care of these illegals. They're sending out $28 billion a year back to all these countries. That money never comes back to the United States, Michael. Never. Oh, by the way, did you see what happened in Cuba now? Michael?
Yeah.
They got rid of the peso. Now everything's on the dollar. They're using the dollar and the CDC. Now, that was this on the Miami Herald. And the Broward Sun Sentinel was just there. Yeah,
that's
the radio
a big
today.
Mistake. That's a
well,
big mistake.
Well, you're probably right, because Ecuador is on the American dollar. Venezuela is on the American dollar now, and so is Cuba. Cuba got rid of the peso. It was all over the newspaper for the last 2 days here. Sun Sentinel has been talking about it. And for the last 2 days, there's no more pesos being used currency in Cuba. It's all the dollar and the CDC, whatever that, or another currency they got. But, you know, getting back to these third world countries and all these people, Michael, you know, you have a super intelligent caller to call your show, and you're I don't know why you don't have your, I don't know why you're not like a, have your own TV show, man. I would support it, believe me. If you had, you'd be making.
I do.
Well, I know, I'm saying if you had a, like if you had like a show, you should be on one of these major networks like Hannity or something in my book, but I don't want to go there. Listen, you know, everything that's going on with all these, like, Drudge, you know, I don't know, Drudge is so big, but he is, I guess, people watch, you know, are watching his radio show and Savage and all that, but whatever. The fact of the matter is, Michael, yeah, you are big, but, you know, whatever. It's just like these people are so brain dead, they don't see the truth, what's going on with the phony media, like Trump calls it, the fake media. The conniving, yeah. The lying, the cheating, the stealing that's going on. It's every day. It's unrelenting. It never stops. It never stops, and it's a sad state of affairs, man. But you know, thank goodness there is.
Okay,
like,
well, Tom, we're going to have to let you go now. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to do a shout out to our honor affiliates who are rejoining our network. And we're going to go back to the phones to Steve Elkins. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, a couple callers back, you had a caller call and complain about Greta Thunberg. And I kind of feel the same sentiments as the caller. I'm a little tired of this Swedish girl who's clearly got signs and symptoms of Asperger's disease. But
yes,
I clued in that it's been changed. That's the new term is climate change. But very, very dramatic, and like a little actress, basically. I mean, she was handpicked for the job, no doubt about it. But I would say to her, if I ever met this girl, I would say, well, aren't you more concerned about nuclear war? Because, you know, really the bottom line is nothing ever doesn't really matter. Climate change, global warming, whatever you want to call it, really doesn't matter if we nuke ourselves and destroy ourselves. So maybe she should focus a little bit on the bigger premise here of stopping wars and stopping needless wars, endless war, and the possibility of a nuclear war. How about focus on that, and I'm sure the other one will subside itself. But I would be more focused on the nuclear war aspect myself.
Well, as you say, she was cast for this role, and we're starting to see more and more where the powers that be will recruit small children, which they have medical issues, and the idea is that you feel so sorry for them that you're going to go along with whatever agenda they're pushing, that you don't stop and think about, are they in fact selling you a load of bovine excrement?
Exactly. Well, you know, it's easy to sell the bills, the legislation on children. Have you ever heard a politician voting against a child? When you bring up these bills about money going, it never happens, because then they'd be anti-child. They hate children, and they don't look too well in the public eye. So nobody ever votes against the child. So it's a good strategy to use a child, especially an intelligent child. She appears to be very intelligent. But she was definitely handpicked for the agenda to sell something, well, sell the hoax of global warming, and again, changing it to climate change because, well, the data just doesn't quite fit, does it?
No, it doesn't. It never has.
Nope, it never has. You're right. That's it for me, Mike. Talk to you soon.
All right, fine. And we're going to switch over to Miles in Maine. Aloha, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hell yeah, she was cast for the role, Mike. AOC got elected to Congress. So, anyway, yeah, I
Not
think you definitely
for a former
deserve
bartender.
Your own I think you would definitely deserve your own show if John Walsh could have one.
Well, the problem
I'd
love to have my own show. I'd love to be making the big bucks, but with the big bucks would come control over the content of the show. And right now, the fact that this is an open show, that I'm allowed to talk about whatever I want to talk about, that John Stadmiller and RBN exert no limitations on what I'm saying, that's very important to me right now.
Yeah, well, we saw that even with someone, you know, who doesn't have all the, you know, renowned knowledge that you have of different issues. We saw that in the Jesse Ventura case. That didn't last very
yes.
long at all. So, but anyway, as far as this impeachment, Michael, I think it's almost turning into a value for the Republicans because I hear Democrats that just barely hang on as a Democrat because they won't vote Republican, but and they don't want to go third party. They don't believe in that. But I hear them complaining left and right, and they think it's just preposterous what's going on. And I think the Republicans should really, really play this out. I mean, I think Trump should taunt them into getting him into hearings in the Senate so they can really just hit rock bottom. And I think it's also somewhat of a platform to set the stage, because after Trump, who do the Republicans have? So you start setting the stage, and you start showing, you start showing off your guys like Nunes, and especially Jim mm-hmm. Jordan's fantastic, Massey, and some of these other guys, McCarthy, and you start showing them off that, hey, we're not going to be done in 4 years. Now's the new breed of candidate, and they're going to be more conservative, hopefully.
Well, I certainly hope so, but again, you know, this projection of influence by military means would be part of the permanent policy of the United States, regardless of whether you're a Democrat or Republican. And I think the only way that's going to end is if we actually lose one of these wars.
Well, you know, war is, I know you know, but that's not going to do anything except plunge us, our economy, deeper into the abyss. So, but also, you know, another guy that could use a show is Tom from Florida. That guy's always packed with information. He's always
okay, Miles. I got to put you on hold.
Kudos to him.
Okay, don't hang up. I got to put you on hold. We got to take another break for commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And Erdogan has sort of opened up a giant Pandora's box in Libya that will be very difficult to close. And part of it has to do with Erdogan's territorial ambitions. In fact, he's apparently declared ownership on half of the eastern Mediterranean waters. And a Turkish diplomat has revealed a map which delineates waters in the Mediterranean claimed by Turkey amid an ongoing months-long standoff with Cyprus and Greece over Turkish oil and gas exploration and drilling inside Cyprus' exclusive economic zone. Well, we've been down this road before, and we've seen what happens when people start arguing over oil. In fact, Operation Desert Storm began with accusations that Kuwait was slant drilling under the border and basically pumping out Iraq's oil. So apparently Erdogan met with a Libyan official of the internationally recognized Government of National Accord based in the Libyan capital of Tripoli in Ankara last week. And they agreed on their own economic exclusive zone that penetrates into Greek and Cypriot waters in violation of the United Nations Convention Law of the Sea that favors Cypriot and Greek claims. A major reason why Turkey is only one of 15 UN members out of 193, which has not signed it. So although Turkey claims it's acting within international law to enter the oil and gas-rich Greek and Cypriot waters, it never references which international law. So things are getting very tense over there. All righty. Interesting little article. This one came out of Zero Hedge. Will drones push the Middle East past the point of no return? And they're talking about the proliferation of unmanned aerial systems, both armed and unarmed, and it's altered how states and insurgents conduct warfare in the Middle East. And the widespread proliferation of these weapons, combined with the range of capabilities they confer and their potential to alter the logic of escalation between states, may cause significant interstate conflict to occur. In other words, if you've got a gun, you're going to shoot with it. All right, we mentioned this earlier in the show. Apparently, there was a bit of a ruckus at NATO, where apparently there was a leak by the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation of a clip showing Justin Trudeau, Emmanuel Macron, and Boris Johnson caught on a hot mic appearing to ridicule President Trump at the NATO 70-year anniversary summit. And it's made an already tense diplomatic situation downright unbearable. And shortly after, Trump told reporters that Trudeau was two-faced in response to questions about the hot mic video. Trump basically said he wasn't going to hold a scheduled news conference to conclude the NATO summit and instead basically took off and headed on home here. All right. This next story, you got to scratch your heads and figure after Jeff Epstein and Ed Buck and the rest of it, what kind of people are recruited into politics? So apparently there's this convicted pedophile who became a key witness in Robert Mueller's Russia investigation, and he's been indicted on charges of illegally funneling campaign funds to Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign using straw donors. This is coming from Politico. Lobbyist George Nader, who was arrested this June at JFK Airport for sex trafficking a 14-year-old boy, has lobbied on both sides of the aisle for Middle Eastern associates, acting as an informal conduit to the Trump campaign, while embarking on a scheme to gain influence in Clinton's inner circle, when everyone thought she was a sure winner in the last election. So while the Department of Justice did not reveal which 2016 candidate Nadler funneled funds to, Politico reports that campaign finance records make it clear that the candidate was Clinton. Now, even though she has missed the filing deadline for the New Hampshire primary, Hillary is still kind of waffling and saying she may run, she may not run. Apparently, she was on the Howard Stern show and wanted to put to rest the rumors about her being a lesbian, and got on the air and said, you know, I really like men. I'm sure she does. She may like both. Swing both ways. All right, we're going to take a phone call now from Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, that's I was going to talk about that with the NATO, with the hot mic off, and I was waiting for Trump to Twitter a response because, you know, Mike, all that's going on with the NATO, they all get together about, you know, because we all know what NATO is. It's about a protection racket and selling weapons to each other.
Yes.
You know, well, sorry, no, the United States selling weapons to everybody else. When's the last time the United States bought weapons from, like, France and Britain or Germany? You know? Like
The United States buys a lot of weapons from foreign suppliers. It's sort of a give-and-take situation. And I know they buy a lot of stuff from Israel.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I thought we saw mostly, you know, with the jets, the F-35, the F-22, obviously the Patriot missile. Yeah, I think they even have them at Walmart on clearance right now.
Well, I think the United States buys a lot of drone technology from Israel because Israel's definitely leading the world in that kind of technology.
Oh, yeah, Israel's got like a pretty darn good drone program and some other good programs, too. You know, some of it's stolen, you know, backward engineered. Yeah, you know, Mike, all that's going on, they're all making fun of, they're all talking behind Trump's back. He's obviously Twittering something. But you know who's having the last laugh? And you know what I'm going to say is Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin hitting that start button on the Power of Siberia pipeline Monday. That's who's having the last laugh, you know? And by the way, you know, that's only one of many pipelines. There's a few pipelines that are started. They're going to have multiple pipelines going to China. But, you know, on January 8th is the startup of the Turk Stream. There's going to be an arm roll where Erdogan's going to. So, I mean, all this going on, it's a joke. The whole impeachment fraud, because it's an inquiry, it's not real. You know, because Trump wasn't allowed to bring himself or witnesses, so it was a one-sided thing. It's a fraud. Nothing's going to happen to this. You know, it's just, you know, look, today's December 4th, right?
Yes.
Where's all the, I'm still waiting, like Sean Hannity and Julie, where is the indictments? Where is the brass knuckles? Where is all this stuff that's going to happen? You know, where's QAnon? I keep saying, no, I just don't see anything happening. I think it's all, at this point, I think it's all a diversion now. I just don't think anything's coming that's going to be substantial that's going to mean anything.
I agree
it's
with
meaningless.
You. I agree with you. I mean, we're expecting the Inspector General's report on the FISA abuses, and the latest rumor is that he's going to wrist slap a few people, but other than that, they're going to walk away clean.
Yeah, the Inspector General, how long has he been in Washington for? You know, how long has that, you know, was that Horowitz, right?
Yes.
Is that Horowitz? How long has he been in the Beltway? You know, that's what I mean, like, nothing will change as long as you keep getting people in the Beltway investigating each other. Nothing's fixed, you know? And in the meantime, there's no infrastructure bill still talked about. There's no tax cuts for the wee people, the little people that's being talked about. Nothing's been improved in the everyday American's lives. And by the way, I listened to Peter yesterday. I'm just curious if somebody from California or in the cities can call in and I'm just curious how much the rent is a month for the average little person in the cities, because it's expensive, and that's why some of the people are living in tents, you know, and they can't afford, or they gotta be bused into the cities to work, you know, because they don't make enough money to pay rent. I mean, if you're making, I mean, was it, if it's $1,500 a month for rent, that's a lot of money, man, for a small little one bedroom dinky apartment or whatever, and you know. Nothing's been fixed with that at all, you know, like, because we're in a bubble. We're in a housing bubble or a real estate bubble. I don't see anything improving. I could be wrong. You know, I do live in a bubble, I guess, you know, looking at all these articles and stuff. But, like, I try to watch Fox News reruns, like just skim through and stuff, but I hear the same thing. They get General Keane on saying Russia's the bigger threat. I'll never hear General Keane talking about how our borders are wide open because he probably has a paycheck from Raytheon. I mean, it's just the same people on Fox News, the Sean Hannitys, or CNN or MSNBC pushing the same crap. But you know what, Mike? They're getting paychecks of $20 million a year.
Yes.
And What is the American people getting? Nothing. We're less than what we had. I think I talked about this before. In 1979, the average salary was $46,000. 2018, it's $48,000. So it went up $2,000. But I want people to think about, what about the inflation that went up like so much?
Yes.
So you know, I watched and also watched the thing on car prices. You know, how the car prices are, you know, I mean, do you see how much a Ram truck costs? My God. Like, I didn't know, like, a pickup truck, like $58,000 for a pickup truck. My God, man, that's nuts. You know, who can, they have 8-year financing plans. I never knew that. I mean, that's crazy. So, you know, Rothschild won, Mike. You know, the debt slavery has won because that's what we're in, the world. You know, we're a
yes.
debt slavery world. That's what it comes down to. You know, what did Rothschild said? You know, give me a nation, control of a nation's currency. I care not who makes the laws. This is what it is, man. Like, we'll never get
yes.
out of where we're at now, and nobody's fixing it. And I'm still waiting for Trump to pull out the brass knuckles, Mike. Where's the brass knuckles? You know, where is the progress? I don't see nothing happening. And Trump can get in for another 4 years. What happens after the 4 years are up, Mike? We're back to zero. Because whoever
yes.
gets in after Trump is going to be, what, Mitch McConnell's grandson? You know what I mean? Or Chelsea Clinton, for God's sake? My God. Or you
oh,
know,
I get chills just thinking about that.
Well, you know what I mean, though, Mike. It's going to be somebody who's still part of the establishment. You know, and I don't trust Tulsi Gabbard because, you know, she could be their secret weapon. I don't know. You know, I want somebody to come in from, like, the cornfields of Oklahoma or something, or Kansas. You know, I mean, it's just, I don't
well,
I just
how
don't
do you
see
feel about Indiana?
Okay, cornfields of Indiana. Run for office, Mike. Because as far as I can see, I can see miles away, I don't see anybody that's going to break the cycle we're in, and it's a cycle, it's a bad cycle. You know, economically, it's a bad cycle because there's a lot of debt in the world, people. We got a lot of debt here.
Yes.
And there's just nothing happening. We're stagnating. Kind of like what Japan
yes,
in the 90s, right? Like Japan in the 90s,
yes.
from the 90s on, they're still in stagnation. You go to Indonesia, Mike, they got airports with waterfalls in the center of the airport coming down. They got hotels in there and all that. It's brand new infrastructure. What do we have? Nothing's being
Dust.
Fixed. The companies are not even like bringing stuff, you know, like putting out anything for, it's just they're buying their own stocks back and up in there into the stock market. But there's nothing really, there's no infrastructure happening here. We need infrastructure now, like not a year ago or 2 years ago, you know? I mean, like I said, it's December 4th, man. Like, when is things going to get moving, Mike?
Well, I don't know, but, you know, I know that in China, they have built a highway system that's the envy of the world. They're adding something like 6,000 miles every single year. And it's now the largest highway system in the world. And I remember when Eisenhower built the interstate, which he got the idea from Adolf Hitler and the Autobahn, and they were pointing to it with pride and saying, oh, look at this wonderful thing we've done. Well, now we've been left behind by China.
Exactly. Mike, they got a highway in China they put in with all solar panels in the asphalt. I don't know what it's made out of, but that's amazing. I don't think we have anything like that here, you know. But we need something, and we're going to need it soon, Mike, because we're being left behind, folks. That's it. We're definitely in decline, and we're falling behind. And
definitely are.
If you don't get started now, it's going to be rough. And that's all I got to say, Mike. Have a good night.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Cliff in Maryland. Aloha, Cliff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. It's good to be calling in. I been listening to your program for a long time. It's only the second time I've called. I'd like to make an observation, first of all. I'm really sick of all the political talk that I hear everywhere, and I just feel like all of this Trump stuff is, it's like you either love him or you hate him, and that's where everything just falls down to that. And, you know, the media creates all this stuff, and it reminds me of a football game. You know, you got people, they root for this team, and these guys over here root for the other team. And yeah. As long as they're just screaming at each other, you know, nothing's going to get accomplished. And, you know, we can criticize the media, but if we're still echoing their talking points, then we're still under their grip, you know.
Yes.
So I just wanted to kind of put that out there. But what's been bothering me lately the most is all this technology that's kind of being forced on us. And, you know, I hear the music. I can wait.
All right, yeah. Don't hang up. We're going to put you on hold, and we'll be right back after these commercials.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Cliff in Maryland about the economy. And there's absolutely no question that our economy is in serious, serious trouble. We've got something like $21 million in public debt and no idea how to pay it off, other than to simply print up more money and inflate the debt away, which, of course, is always going to be bad for the dollar.
Right. Well, and I feel like what can we do to push back on some of this? And I really think that the best thing that we have is how we spend our money. So if we choose not to support the things that we don't like, then that's the best way that we can speak and represent ourselves. So when people complain about the technology and the changes, the constant change in technology, all these, as soon as you get used to one phone, they come out with a new one. As soon as you get used to one device, they come out with a new one. And I feel like so many people just don't get that. Like, what that's all about is to just keep us spending our money on junk that we don't even need. So it's much better to have a piece of equipment that you know how to use, even if it's an older piece of equipment, than to have something new that you're constantly behind that learning curve. And if we know that the new technology is only there to spy on us anyway, why do we keep buying these iPhones? I mean, personally, I have a flip phone. I'm happy with it. I don't spend money at a place that doesn't accept cash because I deal in cash. I don't do self-checkout. I don't have a smart meter on my house. I mean, I push back in every possible way, and I feel like even if it's just 10 or 15% of us that's pushing back on this stuff, it's going to make a difference because the businesses that do accept cash, they're still going to get those customers that use cash or credit card. But the ones that stop taking cash or they stop putting tellers in there or cashiers, go to a different store and tell them that's why you're going to a different store. And I think if enough of us assert ourselves
absolutely
in that way, But people, I think they just kind of feel like, oh, well, this is what everybody's doing, or, oh, well, if you got kids, they got to have the new video game or they're going to get picked on at school or something like that. Like, that's the most important thing in people's minds. They're afraid to step out and do something, and people look at you, oh, well, what do you got that old phone for? Like, there's some embarrassment that goes along with that or whatever. But the more people you talk to, the more people you find that they're tired of all this new stuff. I mean, just 15, 20 years ago, everybody wanted their kids to be on a computer. Everybody was looking at this as a positive thing, And I was always the outcast because I never was into that. But now more and more people are saying, I wish I could just keep my kid off of these devices. But then when you look at the parents, they're on their device too. So the kid's watching the parent and wanting to do what the parent's doing. So, you got to lead by example sometimes. Just my
Well, you're absolutely correct, and I'm in agreement there. And I absolutely will not do business with a retail outlet that uses self-checkout. Because if we don't create the jobs, it's all going to fall apart. Anyway, Cliff, we're going to let you go. We got to take a break for station identification. Back with another phone call after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.